Hello and welcome to Right Through Now, the podcast that helps you stay connected with international events, science and technology, fun stuff. All right, let's begin. So there's more news on electric vehicles, which tells you how much progress there is in this sector every day. All right, so Kia has given us a shadowy look at its soon-to-be-launched electric vehicle, the EV6, which is the automaker's first model based on the EGMP platform. So the company's published a few teaser photographs of the model, and it basically shows the silhouette of a four-door crossover with curved lines and stylized LED lights. It looks like a modern Kia. I mean, I wasn't a huge fan of Kia in the beginning, but they've done some phenomenal work. And this looks like it's in line. The automaker shares the EGMP platform with its part owner, the Hyundai Motor Group. Thus far, all their EVs have been an adapter from existing platforms, but the EGMP will allow them to build their own electric models from the ground up. And Kia first teased the EV6 back in January when it revealed its plans to ship 7 electric vehicles by 2027, and when it officially dropped the word Motors from its name as part of its efforts to become a company that creates sustainable mobility options. I don't strictly think that was necessary. I mean, electric motors are a thing, folks, so I don't know why that was necessary. I mean, I guess that points towards the other face of this entire thing, which is a marketing campaign. I mean, sure, there is a genuine push towards, you know, electric vehicles in the world, and that's a very real thing. And there's also a need for this type of development. But at the same time, a lot of it is now concentrated on the optics as well. So you want to appear to be more green than you really are. But I guess that's in line with the times, I guess. All right. Another story, Google Translate still isn't good enough for medical instructions. Yeah, I could have guessed that. So one of the things about Google Translate is if you really want to know how this works out, you know, how good Google Translate is between two languages, a very easy test to do is just translate a bit of text in any random piece of text in, I don't know, let's say English, translate it to anything else, and then back to English. And that'll tell you how good or bad, you know, the Google Translate system works. It has been a lifesaver for me personally, having, you know, been traveling around the world. This is one of the things that is a really important tool. I don't think we can go back to a world without Google Translate, although there are, you know, now there are options like DeepL and whatnot. But I still feel like there is so much development to do. And even with, you know, artificial intelligence being maxed out, especially for users like this, because every time you translate something, that's data for Google. And there isn't, a lot of people don't know this, but there is a little option to correct stuff. So if your language is getting good enough that you can, you know, suggest stuff, I think that is something that you should absolutely do, because it, other than helping Google it, it helps everybody in the world. All right. Self-flying drones are helping seed deliveries of COVID-19 vaccines in Ghana. So there is a company in Ghana that's called Zipline, and I've been keeping tabs on these guys for quite a lot of time now, and they have this beautiful drone, and it's not like a conventional, you know, quadcopter or something. It's literally one of those drones that, you know, you have to eject from a suspension thing, and then, you know, it takes off, and it kind of sort of looks like a small version of a two-seater plane, but without any propellers in the front. It has propellers on top of it. But it is a wonderful invention, and it's insane that it has such good performance. The threat of COVID-19 has prompted many countries to draft new and emerging technologies to fight the pandemic, with the latest example taking flight in Ghana. This month, COVID-19 vaccines were delivered by drone for the first time in the West African nation, allowing the medicine to reach remote areas underserved by traditional logistics. I think, yeah, that's one of my favorite things about, you know, inventions like this. Because at one point, we really did think, oh, you know, that stuff like this is going to be in the air all the time. That future is here. It might not be here in a big city where there is more harm than, you know, good, in circumstances where, you know, you have drones flying around delivering stuff. That is only real in some pockets of the world. I'm not sure how I feel about that in all the major cities in the world, because I just don't know if that noise is tolerable, because there is no way to make drones totally silent currently. And it's like a swarm of bees flying, dropping your Amazon shipment. So I'm conflicted about that, but this is definitely a fantastic thing. Right. Another fascinating news. Russia and China want to build an international station on the moon. You don't hear that every day. Russia and China plan to work together to build a research station on the moon in an announcement spotted by Ars Technica. The two countries said they will collaborate on an international lunar science station. There aren't many details on the project yet, but Roscosmos, Russia's national space agency, suggests it could include facilities both in orbit around the moon and on its surface. I think I'm really excited for a future where there's more moon stuff happening. It was way before I was born that any of the fun stuff was happening, where the US, you know, sent people to the moon, and there were several, you know, repeating missions for quite a long time. But I'm really excited that that looks like the future again. And I kind of understand how the people felt, you know, the people who grew up in the 50s and the 60s and, you know, had that entire moment of epiphany when, you know, the moon landing occurred and they saw that broadcast on TV. I really look forward to this stuff. It's going to be life-changing for sure. Okay. Samsung's new 980 NVMe SSD costs less to make, so it costs less to buy. Samsung has announced its newest SSD, a follow-up to the 970 EVO called the 980. The drive is a NVMe M.2 PCIe 3 drive, and it's an affordable one too. It costs up to $129 for the 1TB version and as little as $49.99 for the 250GB model. I think one of the fundamental ways in which you can make your computer significantly faster is just by upgrading to SSDs. Now, this is a PCIe-style drive and might not be compatible with most computers. But if you have, for instance, like a desktop computer, usually has at least a slot for PCIe 3 stuff. And the amount of speed gained is just going to blow your mind, I promise you. Well, unless you're already on a faster drive. All right, let's see. So, SLS, NASA assembles twin boosters for its mega rocket. You know, that's really the fun part of, you know, all of this space stuff happening. And I'm not sure if this is purely just SpaceX that has triggered an avalanche of, you know, other companies, other organizations trying to do, you know, more with space, or the fact that, you know, NASA has more money these days. I think it's just beautiful when I could get to read these news. NASA has completed the assembly of two booster rockets that will help power its gigantic next-generation launch system, the SLS. The Space Launch System is the rocket that will return astronauts to the moon under the U.S. Artemis project. Over the course of several months, workers at Florida's Kennedy Space Center have vertically stacked the booster rocket's 10 segments. Folks, are we in a space race again? That's fucking brilliant. All right, let's see. There's some sad news about the coronavirus. Divers have found Philippine reef covered with single-use face masks. Yeah, I think this is one of those things that, you know, while this was pretty clear that we're going to need a fuck ton of PPE equipment and, you know, basically masks and stuff like that, I think we could have anticipated this. There must have been signs that we're going to mess this up for our planet. But apparently we haven't. Personal protective equipment is washing up on coral reefs close to the Philippine capital, Manila. According to an estimate by the Asian Development Bank, during the peak of the COVID-19 outbreak, the city could have been generating up to 280 tons of extra medical waste per day. Environmental groups are warning that the plastic inside face masks is breaking down and being consumed by marine wildlife. They're urging the Philippine government to improve its handling of medical waste to prevent further pollution of the seas. There's nothing good about that news. All right, let's see. Microsoft-led team retracts quantum breakthrough. The team believed they had found evidence of particles useful to developing quantum computing. Now, you know, there is the cutting edge of scientific development in the world. And then there's the bleeding edge. You know, I think we should not be harsh on, you know, that specific team that had to retract this information. But I genuinely feel like more people should be encouraged to be on the bleeding edge of science. And stuff like this happens, man. All right, the research claimed to have found evidence of an elusive subatomic particle Microsoft suggested could help in the development of more powerful computer. But it now says mistakes were made. The journal Nature has published a retraction, and the paper's authors have apologized for insufficient scientific rigor. But the company has said it remains confident of its wider efforts on quantum computing. The paper had been hailed as a breakthrough, but some scientists remained skeptical. Quantum computing has been seen as a potentially revolutionary leap forward, promising to complete some tasks much faster. I think quantum computers are a whole different world, like before and after. I think that's going to be really interesting. So I'm going to, you know, keep my eye on this stuff. All right, what else is up? Oh yeah, shares in Europe and US hit COVID peaks on Biden stimulus hopes. Demand for US tech stocks pushed Dow above 32,000, while Stoxx 600 closes at the highest in over a year. Share prices in the US and Europe have reached their highest levels since the start of the pandemic, as optimism grows that Joe Biden's $1.9 trillion stimulus package can reflate a battered global economy without triggering a surge in inflation. So cryptocurrencies have been up as well. That's really fantastic. All right. Yallourn, one of Australia's last brown coal power stations, to close early in favor of Giant Battery. Power station produces 13% of Victoria's and 3% of national emissions and employs 500 people. One of Australia's dirtiest coal-fired power stations, Yallourn in Victoria's Latrobe Valley, will close 4 years earlier than scheduled and be replaced, in part, by a grid-scale battery. Energy Australia announced on Wednesday it would shut the 1970s-built 1,480-megawatt brown coal plant in mid-2028. Still very many years to go, but still fantastic. Right, folks, that's it from my side. See you next time. Ciao.